January 3rd, Friday, it's already three days into the new year, 2025.
Yes.
And new year has brought a lot of new things. It's raining outside. It's raining cats and dogs.
I love it. I really do.
Yesterday, the weather was really good. It was really windy. And people expected that it may rain, but it didn't. And there was a lot of forecasts on rain for like New Year's and everything. But thankfully, rain didn't ruin the new year for people.
Yes.
But now it has come back, and we remember
finally.
The April rains as well.
Right?
Very scary.
No, finally. I was telling Casey on the London Dubai show that this is giving, honestly, Taylor Swift weather.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Taylor. It's like, or like maybe like some like nice, chill guitar music weather.
You know? To be honest, it's if you're in Dubai and you have like 9 and 10 months of summer, this is the beach weather.
That's true.
Perfect beach weather.
Exactly.
Right?
Because
rain,
like,
and water,
for
perfect
sure.
combo.
For sure. And as well, like, you know, like fine. Like, I don't think it's like really beach weather now, but maybe like a few weeks ago, yes, it was beach weather. Right. However, like this weather is like getting kerak, going out, having with your friends, having like deep conversations, saying you are going to have the full winter outfits. But then I would go out with like my home robe. Some socks on top of my things, and of course nothing matches.
And it's nice. It's not like really cold that you're shivering, but it's not that
chilly.
Hot. It's it's the perfect weather right now outside in the UAE. So yeah, that's the weather update from the Smashy Business Show. But let's go on to our first story of the day. It's a very big historic moment. Yesterday, His Highness Sheikh Mohammed, the Dubai ruler, he announced on X the first time. They always announce everything on X first and then they go everywhere else. He tweeted, he made three big long tweets, and the summary of them was that UAE achieved record AED 2.8 trillion, not billion, not million, trillion in foreign trade in 2024. That's a big, big number when you talk about foreign trade. And the good thing about it is that it's not all dependent on oil. It also came from tourism. It came from new companies setting up. So processing fees and all of that. So 2.8 trillion is the number for foreign trade. That's a very good sign. China is the biggest partner in this. And then comes India, America, US, all the other countries. So it exceeded 2.8 trillion, first time in the history of the UAE. And it was all of this happened in the first meeting, the cabinet meeting of 2025. It was chaired by His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum. The UAE cabinet highlighted 2024 as a record-breaking year for economic and developmental achievements. So some of the numbers that are important from that is AED 130 billion. And foreign direct investment came into the UAE. So from across the globe, all the countries, people, they invested 130 billion in the UAE. Again, a very historic and a very big number. And AED 190 billion in industrial exports. So industrial materials, industrial experts, human experts, everything that you can think about industry, we exported nearly 190 billion of that from the UAE to other countries, and 200,000 new companies registered in the UAE.
I mean, of course, like when you think about that, they're big numbers, but how will that be affecting residents? Of course, now, apart from, as you mentioned, that it will be affecting the economy in the region, but it will as well be supporting entrepreneurs, because Emirati citizens launched 25,000 SMEs, reflecting the government's success, and this will allow more job creation, you know, among specifically Emiratis. We have seen Emiratization, a very big topic in the end of 2024. And there are like some consequences that will be implemented if Emiratization targets
there's
are not
fines
met.
Up to 1 million AED.
Exactly. And as not only that, as well, there will be like sectoral growth, aviation and tourism, as you have mentioned. They recorded significant numbers with 150 million airport passengers. We know that the Dubai airport and the aviation market
industry,
in the UAE is really wide, and it's really, really well.
And 80% of the country's legal framework was updated to support economic and social development. We know a lot of new laws came into effect in 2024. A lot of laws were changed. There was a lot of things that happened. We'll talk about this tomorrow. tomorrow is Saturday. I forgot it's weekend. But we'll talk about this in detail, obviously, when the year moves on and there's a lot of other details coming in. But Sheikh Mohammed also pledged that 2025 would bring even greater achievements. And that's the most important thing I like about this country. Whatever they do every year is record, historic. Mm-hmm. But they always say that, oh, this is not enough.
Of course.
Usually countries, they make history, they make records, and they're like, okay, now we can live on this for next 10 years.
Yes.
But these guys are like, no, we need a new record.
See, that's why the UAE is a fast-paced country, right? Like, if you come here in the UAE and you really want to succeed, you need to move with the fast pace of it. You know, like, if it's growing, you need to grow because there are opportunities all around, right? And the economy is growing. As well, there will be more jobs created for everyone.
Yeah.
Today morning, Casey and I spoke about how, as well, the rent prices will be differentiating.
Yeah.
Because it will be, of course, either increasing according to like the area, the building that you live in, and all of these things will be playing a huge role. And as well, not only that, if you live in like in an old building that does not have a lot of amenities, your rent will be decreasing.
Nice. That, yeah, it's a the star rating system.
Yes.
The whole details are out. You can read it online also. That now it won't be like, okay, the year has changed. Mm-hmm. I'm increasing 10%. That's not going to be the case. It's a smart rental index that has come into effect. And again, one of the proactive measures of the UAE government and the Dubai government. So we should applaud them for whatever they do every year. They come up with something new to help countries. It's thundering outside.
Oh,
I can hear the sound.
We can hear it. And Casey and I, we were talking about it because like we had this amazing, beautiful guest. She's adorable. She's the cutest kid ever. And she asked us a question about our, you know, our warehouse. And we were like, that's warehouse. So because like it's a warehouse that is very fancy, that is very nicely put together. We can hear the thunder, even though it might not be, or even the rain, even though it might not be that severe or that deep. But
yeah, so the last point of the story is that UAE signed 28 SEPAs last, like in total since like the SEPAs started 3 years ago. So they've signed 28 SEPAs. That is one of the reasons that this foreign trade number, 2.8 trillion, grew so much. And apart from that, 140 international agreements were signed alone in 2024 last year. So that's one. Another big number that we should keep an eye on, and most probably this year we'll see like more than 140. Mm-hmm. And the SEPA target that UAE has is at least 50 plus. So SEPA is a cooperation economic agreement with other countries where the taxes and the trade numbers, basically what's the word? I'm forgetting the word. But yeah, basically the tax that you put on other countries when they do tariffs. So yeah, trade tariffs, they're going to reduce. So that's a good sign. Let's move on to the next story. And that next story is also about UAE. The economic scenes in the UAE, they are better. But people want the salaries to be more as
of
well.
Of course, because the cost of living is increasing.
So the cost of living is increasing. But a recent survey, according to Mercer, they say that the maximum you should expect in 2025 is a 4% hike in your salary, mm-hmm. not more than that. So keep your expectations at that point or below that point. Because the reason that they gave, the experts that were quoted in the national article, was that the UAE already pays good amount of salary to a lot of people. And the important part is that the salary is not taxed.
That's
so when you compare those salaries to UK, for example, if someone is getting 10,000 dirhams, if you compare it to UK, if they get the same amount in pounds, they're taxed like 30-40%. So even then they get lesser amount. So
that
they're like,
true.
It's already on a border. Mm-hmm. It's already on a line. So you're getting the best salaries possible.
That is true.
So yeah, don't expect more than 4%.
I mean, of course, like, to be very honest with you, like living in the UAE and the market, the job market that I've seen, all around, you know, and all around, you know, industries, the salaries are really good, right? And the UAE recognizes everything that the residents ask for. So as well, in light of all of that, to have like a 4% increase on the salaries are really good. So what they said is that life sciences will see an increase by 4.2%. Because to be honest with you, like, we owe our lives to life sciences, to doctors, to researchers, to pharmacists, right? Like you can go to a pharmacy in the middle of the night that is like operating like 24/7.
And obviously they keep you healthy, they increase the quality of
life.
If you have protein deficiency, you'll get proteins from them, you get multivitamins, all that stuff.
And as well, you know, we spoke the other day about how pharmaceutical products will be even more
regulated
in the country, and so that's for life sciences. Technology will be increasing by 4.1% because, like, come on,
AI,
UAE and AI, in the UAE is very significant.
Yeah, they're synonymous right now. Whenever you talk about UAE, you now talk about AI.
Yes, and of course, energy and financial services. Like, come on, like we talk about how the UAE doesn't only depend on oil. They are depending on other things.
Yeah.
We can see more electric cars around. It's like seeing a parking station for electric cars where you can charge your car.
Yeah.
That is now in every mall.
Yeah, whenever I go to Dubai Hills, that is like the most... Every time I'm fascinated by the parking spaces for EVs, the electric vehicles, and I'm like, okay, maybe the next car should be an EV. I'll get a good parking spot right next to the door.
This is exactly what I was talking about today morning, because I was we were talking, Casey and I, about that, and I was like, you know, like this is like we were talking about things that the UAE is changing in 2025, and one of it is they are focusing more on the environment.
Yeah,
right. They are they banned plastic products, bags, cups, straws, everything, right? And because what they're trying to do is they have a vision for 2030, as mentioned, and they are not going to. So all of that, I think, is really going to be like...
Main thing is that the idea that salaries won't increase like 10, 15, 20% astronomically is that UAE also has good control over prices. Recently, we saw, like before the year ended, that they announced that now they will control the prices of the 9 basic things that everyone eats, breads, eggs, all these stuff. They'll regulate the prices. And if you increase the price of anything, you won't be able to do it for the next 6 months. So it's not just that the salaries are not increasing. They are also trying to keep everything in budget
as well.
So even the people with the lesser salaries, they get to enjoy at least the basic needs, nutritional needs, road needs. Metro prices, I don't know the last time they increased, they're the same.
A lot
of things stay the same.
Of course, you know, because as well, like, you know, like as residents, like you said that, right? Like they are regulating prices from grocery stores.
Yeah.
Today morning, Casey and I, we talked about how the rent prices are not going to be going up high, skyrocketing up high, depending on the area and the building that you live in, right? And as well with salary increasing, I think that would be like really efficient for residents.
And talking about salaries, going to our third story. Now we've moved to the neighbors, Saudi Arabia. What happened is that Saudi Arabia announced their numbers, new numbers, for Q3 2024, basically from last year, because it takes a lot of time to collate the numbers. So from Q3 2024, the unemployment in Saudi dropped to 7.8%. And that's a very good number. And most importantly, in this data, what we saw was the most important part is that women's participation in the labor force and the workforce has increased. So that's the most important part of this. Unemployment, obviously, it's a very good sign that it's coming down, because yesterday we talked about it, that Saudi Arabia is taking all the money that it has earned from its investments. So it is investment across the world, and whatever return is coming from them, they are investing that in the country. So that way, more jobs, more ideas, more startups are getting more funding, so they are hiring more people. So it's eventually contributing to lesser unemployment. So unemployment among Saudi nationals, the locals basically, decreased to 7.8% in Q3 2024, down from 8.8%. That's like a 1% drop. Very good number, considering the population of Saudi Arabia. But it was up from 7.1% in Q2 2024, so comparatively. But still, it's like 0.7% increase.
I think you know, like it might be a tiny number.
Yeah.
But looking at the bigger picture, I think it's a very good thing, because Saudi Arabia back then, we have talked about it, how it was not like that at all.
Yeah.
And then their economy is growing, and they as well have a vision for 2030. Yeah. And slowly, slowly, it is changing. Living in Saudi Arabia right now is different than what you thought. Living in Saudi Arabia would have been, years ago. So, and they, what I love is that they are recognizing the influence of women working and how they can contribute to the economy, because the decline, as you have mentioned in the national unemployment, highlights ongoing progress in reducing joblessness despite a quarter-to-quarter increase. You know, as we said, like, it might be like a very low number, but it's very significant because it is a continued increase in women's workforce. Participation is actually showing a steady progress in gender inclusivity and as well the labor market.
Yeah. So let's see how it goes for Saudi Arabia in the new year. We'll talk about a lot of it when the new year obviously goes into the second or third month and Q1 ends. Then we'll get a bigger picture of what's happening in the world. Thank you so much, Farah, for joining
me
today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to us or watching us or following us. Wherever you're following, if you're on social media, thank you so much. If you're not, just go and subscribe to our YouTube. Go and follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, wherever you can find us. You'll just have to type in Smashy Business and you'll find us. Thank you so much for joining us. We have 1.34 million listeners. That's the line that my producer loves when I say it. We have 1.34 million listeners on our Augustus Media Podcast Network. And we have a lot of podcasts. We have nearly 22 cities on Lovin, basically. And we have a Smashy Sports Show, which happens on Friday at 11. So you can tune in for that if you want to know the updates from the Middle Eastern sports scene. Most probably I'll be doing that with Hisham today, so maybe I'll meet you there. And if someone else is doing it, just listen to it. You'll get a lot of insights. Thank you very much. Take care. Have a lovely weekend.
You too.
Enjoy the rain if you're in UAE, or maybe most probably the whole region is getting a lot of rain. So enjoy and have a great and safe weekend. Bye-bye.